Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. There are major issues that the Southern Baptist Convention must consider for the future. That's the headline. In a moment, David James will come to this broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What do you see as some of the biggest challenges facing the Southern Baptist Convention in the coming year?
Well, I found someone who is in the Southern Baptist Convention, and I would also say, too, I have been in contact with someone who actually, in and of their own right, has a very high-profile ministry and who spoke at the convention. One of the things was there is a theological fault line in the Reformed versus Baptistic movement. There's a strong movement within the Southern Baptist Convention, and not just in the Southern Baptist Convention, I would say in conservative evangelicalism as a whole, to try to move evangelicalism to a five-point Calvinist viewpoint. And the second was that there's church planting versus church strengthening issue, where there has historically been within the Southern Baptist Convention a real emphasis on evangelism, and now there is more an emphasis on trying to grow mega churches. There's also the issue between the old guard and the new guard, even in the not just among the leadership, but in the congregations, where you have the millennials versus the baby boomers, and in between the Gen X group. So moving toward a more digital way of dealing with ministry. There's also issues regarding how you support missions. The Southern Baptist Convention has the Lottie Moon offering, where missionaries are paid a salary versus faith promise. And then there's the average church size, even though there's a lot of emphasis on success and mega churches, the average SBC church is actually only 145 members, whereas there are some multi-thousand member churches. This is also a major issue in the SBC convention.
David James, with his observations surrounding the Southern Baptist Convention in the future and the issues they must consider. We re-put this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. David James revealed to us some very important issues facing the Southern Baptist Convention, the largest Protestant denomination here in America. These are issues that must be considered prayerfully and biblically. God's Word instructs all churches how to operate biblically, and these instructions are found in the pastoral epistles, 1 and 2 Timothy. Another church operation manual is found in Revelation chapters 2 and 3, the letters to the seven churches of Asia Minor. These two chapters are letters to the church then and today. They're the last words of Jesus Christ for the church and are great letters of instruction for the church in the end times. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...